You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. On Saturday, 25th of June, the second day of an apostolic journey to Armenia, Pope Francis woke up early and at 8:30 he participated in a prayer service at the Dzidzinakapert Memorial Complex, paying tribute to the fallen of the massacres of the Armenian population under the Ottoman Empire, which this people referred to as the Meds Yeghen, Great Evil. Unlike Pope Francis, who has referred to this dark chapter in the history of the Armenian people as genocide. This monument was built in the 1960s during the Soviet era and has become, since independence, a symbol of national renaissance. Pope Francis was there to participate in an ecumenical prayer service held in memory of the fallen of this massacre, which consisted in the Our Father, the reading of two biblical passages, and an intercessory prayer, which he himself read. Pope Francis then prayed in silence and laid a wreath of flowers by the 44-meter column, which symbolizes the Renaissance of Armenia, and then laid two roses with the Vatican colors, so one yellow, one white, by the eternal flame of this memorial complex. It was a moving ceremony with the backdrop of Mount Ararat and accompanied by mournful music. And then before leaving, Pope Francis met with 10 descendants of Armenian refugees who found safe haven in the Vatican in the 1920s under the pontificate of Pope Pius XI. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.